Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Dvostochny, the vast new spaceport built in Siberia by Roscosmos. Dvostochny, building all these years, has seen a spectacular event they've been waiting years for, the successful launch of Angara, the new line of boosters developed by Roscosmos over many years that's been interrupted by war fighting and shortages. I welcome Ekaterina Zolotova, writing for Geopolitical Future. She's in Moscow. Ekaterina, it's wonderful to see Roscosmos, which is the famous Roscosmos of manned spaceflight, but still a new line of boosters. They've been waiting for years. However, you publish the remarks that Angara has been held back by engineering, but also by the war in Ukraine. How so? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, the launch of Angara was very important for Russia. First of all, it happened exactly on the eve on the very important day, the Cosmonautic Day. It happened on the 11th of April. And for Russia to be in the space, it's very important right now. There is also a geopolitical meaning. It's not only connected with all of this connection with the internet and so on, but Russia wants to be the power that has the presence in the space and wants to develop its space program, of course. So, in fact, Angara launch was very important for Russia to show that Russia can launch the spacecraft from its own internal cosmodrome, which during the sanctions and amid the pressure, geopolitical pressure on Russia is very, very important for the Russian economy and for the Russian image in the whole world. But of course, the launch of Angara was not very successful in the beginning. The first time the launch was planned in the at the very end of 2023, then it was postponed to April. The first launch in April happened on 9th of April, then because of some automatic systems and some difficulties or problems, it was postponed for the next 24 hours. Then again, there were some problems inside of the rocket, and again, it was postponed for 24 hours. Only from the third attempt, Russia was able to launch this rocket. And in fact, of course, some people say that it's normal when the launch of the rocket can be postponed. There can be some weather conditions. There are some technical problems. There are also the problems connected, for example, with some automatic system and so on. But for Russia, it was important to show this launch from the beginning because all of this is, of course, connected with the Russian ability to construct its space sector amid the sanctions. As some years ago, this sector was very dependent on the foreign tools, and it continues to be very dependent till now.
Also, it was launched from Vostochny, which is the new cosmodrome, spaceport, and not from the Baikonur cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. You posed that Russia, this is important to Russia because it doesn't want to rely on a foreign country. But to my reading, there's been no pressure from Kazakhstan not to use the cosmodrome. Is that correct? They can still use it.
Yes, of course, they can still use it. But right now, Kazakhstan, during the last years, is trying to show the neutrality. We know that there is a pressure from the West towards Kazakhstan on sanctions. There is a very high level of control that Kazakhstan and Central Asian countries should follow the sanctions and so on. And of course, Russia is afraid that these can potentially have effect because The space sector was the first one that was hit with the sanctions. And it happened not in 2024, it happened even before. When the all Ukrainian story started with Crimea in 2014, the West introduced very hard sanctions on space industry. And exactly when the military operation started in February 2024, space sector and sector of high technologies was the first one that was hit with the sanctions. So Russia, of course, decided to be self-sufficient in this sector as well, and prevent itself from any other threats that can possibly come from the West, or, for example, from other countries because of the secondary sanctions. And it decided to use its own cosmodromes and its own areas, which will make it more independent from the other forces.
There are other sectors that are changing their posture because of the sanctions. You report that the geological exploration, geophysical equipment, and seismic equipment category, Russia is going to increase its self-sufficiency to 40%. Is that correct? Am I reading this correctly? With metal cutting machines to 33, pumps to 55, equipment and materials for drilling, that would be oil-related, overhaul of wells to 45%. The other part that it's not getting, is that planned to go 100% in the future, or does that mean they still have access to some technology from overseas?
Well, first of all, I will start that when I started to prepare this article, I found the document of Ministry of Economic Development of Russia, and it showed Russian plans how they are going to substitute the sector of oil and gas industry. And unfortunately, this document was covering only 2024, and the goals that the Russian government set were not very good for the Russian economy, because I provided just three or four examples in my article, but in fact there is a very huge list on the equipment that is connected with the extraction of oil, with the extraction of gas, with the refinery of oil and gas. And the approximate dependence of Russia, it's still about like 50 to 60% in many categories. And of course, it will take too much time for Russia to produce its own equipment, to get its own technologies, because there is also part of technologies, to try all of these technologies to spread, to introduce it into the process. So definitely, Russia won't be able to complete the total import substitution to 100% the next couple of years. Much more time is needed for this. And what Russia is doing right now, well, of course, it's the same parallel import. Right now, Russia has two options to get all of these technologies and equipment. The first one, it's China, since Russia is increasing the trade with China and there are no any problems connected with sanctions. And the second one is parallel import. For example, despite of the sanctions, some European companies like Ericsson and Nokia were the major supplier of some tools for the Russian GLONASS system and for Russian space sector as well. Though these companies are out of Russia and they introduced the sanctions, but parallel import is helping Russia very much right now.
Quickly, you also mentioned a brain drain. I know that at some point in the last 2 years, there was an estimate of up to 1 million young people, I think chiefly males, had left the country, were living in Yerevan. Has that hurt the space industry? We have 30 seconds.
Well, the brain drain started from the 90s. So from the 90s, Russian space industry is facing this problem of brain drain. And of course, the new brain drain that happened during the last couple of years is adding some negative factor to this problem as well.
So Roscosmos is having difficulty getting enough engineers for its ambitions. Is that how to see this? Angara needs everything.
Sure, it needs more engineers. It needs more new people, capable people with good education. And of course, it needs a lot of tools and equipment that Russia can produce itself. Though Angara is already considered as the totally Russian-produced rocket, there are still some difficulties connected with this production because of the sanctions, brain drain, and sometimes, unfortunately, corruption.
Ekaterina Zolotova for Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I recommend. She's in Moscow. I'm John Batten.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.